Rory, disappointing day in the end up here, McHale Park. You seemed to be controlling that game, and in the second half, everything just fell apart.
Yeah, listen, I suppose we were in a good position at half time, having played against a fairly strong Breeze, and you know, it was very scrappy in the second half, and you know, we were 4 points up, but this was Mayo up the intensity level, to be fair to them, and they turned us over a good bit, you know, and we seemed to run out a bit of steam, and they finished the stronger team.
Yeah, and in that first half, fully deserving of your 4 points, you could have been further in front, but Mayo weren't really in the game at that stage, we felt.
I suppose we weathered the storm after giving away a penalty. You know, from our point of view, it was a bad penalty to give away, and you know, we responded really well and played some great attacking football. But we invested an awful lot of energy to go in only 3 points up, and I suppose ultimately we were caught in the second half. Then,
yeah. 4 minutes into the second half, you had the first two scores of the half. Didn't score after that. How big a factor in the game was that introduction of Aidan O'Shea?
Look, I don't know. He's a big player. There's no doubt about it. I think us losing a man was a bigger impact from our own. You know. Yeah.
Was it deserving of that Eamon went? Did he go for something that he should have gone?
I couldn't see it now, unless you can tell me what he'd done. I couldn't see from where I was, you know.
Yeah. And then things started to spill over in the discipline started to go as Rouse decided to break out, and that ended up sitting Mayo more.
I don't think we, you know, when you're in this end, we weren't, I suppose, instigating Rouse, you know, so we weren't. And maybe a few players came into the game, you know, from Mayo's point of view, who tried to, I suppose.
It was tactical then of them to come in and sort of disrupt things.
Well, you know, we were in this end, you know, and we play a running game, and there's a lot of checking and one thing and another, and I suppose the crowd got involved, and that's the nature of it when you're away from home.
Yeah, and obviously the crowd was a big factor in this game, and they sort of pushed their own side on in that second half, Rory.
Yeah, listen, absolutely. The Mayo crowd are very passionate, and I was here in the championship when they played Fermanagh, and Fermanagh were in a good position, and so Mayo made the most of a penalty decision that day, and the crowd get behind them, and it can go like that.
Yeah. How disappointed is it today that you didn't see out the game, and you didn't see out the game last week either against Monaghan, Roy?
Look, last week's gone, so it is, Oisín. Yeah. You know, this is a new week here, so it is, and we'd just be disappointed from our own point of view. You know, in the second half, we didn't push on.
Yeah, and I suppose we overall in the league at the start of the campaign, people were saying Donegal would be one of the sides that would be facing relegation. That wasn't the case. This side has come on a lot over this campaign, Roy.
I think overall, you know, it was an excellent league for us. You know, I think even today, while we're disappointed, you know, it's not easy. You know, no matter how well you be going, it's not easy to come to McHale Park to beat a Mayo team who are ravenous for 2 points. I thought there was an awful lot of good things today. I thought, you know, the first half at times was exhilarating, and in the second half, to be fair, you know, physically, I think, you know, although Mayo had, you know, a physically stronger team, our boys didn't shirk the challenge. And you know, I suppose, look, there's an element of tiredness creeping in. You have a lot of young lads who've probably, we haven't done a lot of training, you know, as a group over the last month, but game to game, you know, and I thought we looked a wee bit tired with 15, 20 minutes to go.
Yeah, Donegal in a strong position, but ahead of the championship, you feel, Roy?
I think I'm happy where we're at, Oisín. You know, there's huge learnings out of, you know, the last 2 weeks, you know, in particular, but throughout the whole league, we never got too carried away. We won a few games.
It is finally, Roy, you'll put the disappointment of this defeat to bed very, very soon, and all attention, then we'll turn to the summer.
Look, you're always disappointed when you lose, Oisín, you know, but we have to be, you know, very, I suppose, brave and honest, and look where we're at. And, you know, the second half, you know, Mayo brought a huge level of physicality and intensity to it, and, you know, they penned us in, you know, with our short kick outs, and they dominated us in the middle. And, you know, I suppose with Jason just back in as well, you know, he was running out a bit of steam, you know, but look, I'll be happy with where we're at. I'll be happy with the attitude of the lads. I think we've a really, really good group of players, and we're looking forward to the summer.